Why don't we pray for Stephen, just as we kind of get started with the sermon. Father God, we want to thank you for Stephen. Lord, we thank you for the way that he just digs into your word. Lord, for the passion that he has for reading and learning and sharing that with others. And I pray this morning that that what he has to say would be anointed by you, that we would all hear what you want to tell us, Lord, what you want to teach us, and that we would just learn more about you and our lives would be changed. And Lord, that you would be glorified and honoured in that too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Shona. Good morning, folks. We're doing good. So, has anybody noticed that there's an author who has brought out a new book just very recently? Well done. And what was the author's name, Tony? You? Me? You've written...
Wasn't expecting that. I'm not saying I wrote it, but you know how I do busking? I wrote this song, so I'm in the process of writing a new book called Crazy Cat. So... thought you meant me.
That's good for you, Tony. Good for you. Good for you. So we will look forward with anticipation to Tony's book being published. But I actually published a book this week, so my new book, Discovery Questions. You did? You did your best. So Discovery Questions, which is a short devotional book, and some of you are familiar with a little bit of the material who've done Kingdom Mentoring. But it's really little devotions looking at questions that God asks people throughout the Bible. There's 10 that the Lord asks in the Old Testament and 10 that Jesus asks people in the New Testament. And it's a great little book to work your way through very slowly. It's not a book just to read cover to cover. It's a book that you would maybe ponder through one of those questions with the notes in it, with the chapter, maybe one a week even. And so I'd encourage you to have a look for that. It's on Amazon, both in Kindle form. And also, you can order a paperback from Amazon as well. So, there you go. So, the idea is you buy the book. You then leave a 5-star review. If you don't like the book, don't leave a review. 4-star minimum. But 5-star would be even better. And the more people that just make the book known, the better. Jeremy, have you written a book too? Well, I will. It's only being printed by Amazon is the way that it gets done. So you can order it directly from Amazon, but I will get some, and then sell them here. Well, you know, I think that's probably a nicer place to live in some ways, Jeremy. Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. So yeah, I will get some and. Have them here available for people to purchase. So, from today, for the next 6 weeks, we're going to start a new short series. It's a series I'm entitling Encountering Jesus, and various folks are going to be speaking over the next few Sundays. We've got one or two folk maybe doing their first preach here over the next few weeks, which will be great. And we're looking at Luke's gospel. We're looking at 6 people encountering Jesus. The most important thing that can happen in our lives is that we have a true, meaningful, life-transforming encounter with the Lord Jesus, isn't it? Who's had that encounter in their life? Yay, come on. And who else would you want to encounter? Who else would you want to meet? Who else would you want to impact and influence your life more than Jesus? For me, it's no one, absolutely no one. And so we're going to look at 6 different people. We're going to look at the leper today. We're going to look at a paralyzed man, tax collectors, and crippled women, and so forth. 3 of them are people who approach Jesus. 3 of them are people who Jesus approaches. Because it happens in different ways. We all encounter Jesus in different ways. Sometimes we come seeking after him. Sometimes he comes and kind of hijacks our life and says, "You're mine, and I'm having you." And I know that the call of the Lord into my life when I was about 20 years of age was, it felt kind of irresistible. And it felt as if, you know, he just came and said, "You're not going your way anymore, son. You're coming my way because it's so much better." And 38 years on, I don't regret a single day of going with what he called me to and following Jesus. So we're going to look at six very different people, different kind of responses, and all in all, what we want is to encourage us and help us both to encounter Jesus more fully, but also to go into our world and help other people encounter Jesus. Help other people come to know the Father, Father heart of God through Jesus Christ. So Luke chapter 5, verse 12. Luke 5, just going to read two verses from the encounter of this leper with Jesus. Luke chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Luke 5, verse 12. While he was in one of the cities, behold, there was a man covered with leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and implored him. He earnestly sought him and asked him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Be cleansed. And immediately the leprosy left him. Immediately the leprosy left him. So here's this leper in Israel in the time of Jesus. He wouldn't have been alone. There were many other lepers around that time. But he would have been alone in one sense because he was an outcast. Because of the fear that leprosy would spread, this man had to live in either isolation or maybe with another group of lepers in a little leper colony. But they were outcast from the rest of society. They had to warn people of their arrival in a town or city so that people would avoid them. And I don't know if you've ever felt in life that people try to avoid you. Sometimes if they owe you money, then they definitely try and avoid you. But sometimes we can feel as if people don't maybe want to be around us. And this man must have felt that a lot. He was an outcast. He was also excluded from the religious life of Israel. He wouldn't be allowed into temple worship. He wouldn't be allowed to engage in that. He was considered unclean. That had been pronounced over him. He would have been recognized as having this disease, and that made him unclean. He had to separate himself. He wasn't welcome. He wasn't wanted among other people. And of course, he would suffer as well with the disease itself, which can have horrendous impacts over a long time. An outcast, excluded, unclean, and suffering. But as Jesus comes to town, here's this man. He comes with a real faith. He comes believing. He comes believing. He's impressed with Jesus. I don't know what he's heard or what's happened before, but he's obviously heard something that has raised a level of expectation, a level of hope, a level of possibility that his life maybe can be changed. That he doesn't have to live with the lot that seems to have been cast to him. And so he comes with an expectant faith. If you're willing, you can make me clean. He believes that Jesus can do something. He comes with an expectant faith, but he's wondering. He's still got a question. Is Jesus willing? Is Jesus willing? He takes a risk. He makes himself vulnerable. What if Jesus said no? See, this is a man who's been excluded from the religious life of Israel. The priests and the religious leaders would have had nothing to do with him. They would have made him stay away. They wouldn't have let him engage in any of the temple worship. And here's Jesus, this rabbi, this teacher. Will Jesus respond positively? Or will he maybe say, get away, you unclean man. Don't come near me. Don't contaminate us. Go away from us. He takes a risk and makes himself vulnerable. If we're ever to move on from where we are, if we're ever to see a real change in our life, we have to take some risks. We have to at times make ourselves vulnerable. You know, being vulnerable and being insecure are not the same thing. But unless we make ourselves vulnerable, we don't open ourselves and expose ourselves to some of the new things that maybe God has for us. And maybe you would think today, dare I ask Jesus Dare I ask him to do something for me that's never been done? Maybe the question is, will he do it for me? Yes, I believe he's able. I believe he's got the power. I believe he's the Son of God. But will he do it? And will he do it for me? You see, sometimes we think, yeah, that's great what Jesus has done for somebody else. Sometimes we hear a testimony of a great healing, a great miracle, and it's so good to declare the wonders of God. But sometimes when we hear that, we think, yeah, but I haven't received that. What about me? Yeah, he does it for that guy there. He does it for somebody over another country. But will he do it for me? And sometimes we back off and we're then afraid to ask. We settle for the way we are, thinking, well, that's better than maybe asking and not receiving. But what this passage encourages us to do today is come, take the risk. Yes, dare to ask. Dare to make yourself vulnerable to Jesus and see that what he might do for you. And as we look at Jesus, we look at his response here. His response here. If you're willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus says these wonderful words to him, I am willing. Unlike all the religious people you've met before, unlike the priests that declared that you were unclean and made you separate yourself, Jesus says, unlike all of them, I am willing. I am willing. I am for you. I am with you. And then he speaks these powerful words over him, be cleansed. We'll come back to that. But he's willing. He's able. Mark's version of this says that Jesus was moved in a deep way when he comes across the man. It means he was indignant and filled with compassion. Indignant about the condition of the man. Indignant that this man had such a condition over his life that made him suffer in such a way. And Jesus is moved by that. But he's moved not with a sympathy that just kind of comes alongside, but a compassion that breaks in and does something about the situation. And Jesus stretches out his hand and does what no one would have done to this man since he was declared to be a leper, what no one else would have done. Jesus reaches out his hand and he touches him. Touch is such an important thing. Some people love touch. Some people are a little bit afraid of touch. But touch is such an important thing to us as human beings. God made us that way. And how do you think that man felt? He's been excluded. Maybe it's been years, maybe even decades. We don't know his age. We don't know how long. But it's been a long time, I'd imagine, that no one other than maybe another leper had touched him, had come that close to him. And here's this man, this rabbi, Jesus, this significant person, reaches out and he feels that touch for the first time. How significant, how amazing that must have felt. But not only is it a touch that might have been comforting, it's something far, far more than that. Jesus touches him and immediately the leprosy leaves him. You see, in the Old Testament, in the law, if a person came in contact and touched a leper by accident, by mistake, by some reason, then that person then became unclean themselves. They became ceremonially unclean and would have to separate themselves for a period of time, a period of cleansing. But when Jesus touches a leper, the leper becomes clean. There's a verse in Romans 8, verse 3, it says, for what the law was powerless to do, for what the law was powerless to do, God did by sending his own son. You see, in the Old Testament, we've got the law. Now, the law of God is good. The law of God is right. But because of the depth of the human condition of our sin, because of the depth of that, the law cannot set us right. It cannot make us right because none of us can obey the law in its fullness. And because of the depth of human sin, the law is unable to free us. So all the law did was separate this guy off. All the law did was stop him from giving anybody else leprosy. That's all it did. It tried to contain the situation, but it didn't offer the real cure. And what the law was powerless to do, God did by sending his own son. What religion, what rules, what all these things are actually powerless to do because they don't change your life, God has done by sending his own son, Jesus. And no matter how unclean we feel, no matter what we've done in our lives, no matter how contaminated we feel by anything, no matter how much darkness we feel there's inside our soul at times, God has done it by sending his son, who is able, who is not powerless, but who is able and willing to come and touch the darkest place of our lives and say, be cleansed. Be cleansed. He purifies us to the very, very depths. I'd want to invite you just to stand with me for a moment to pray this morning. We're going to take a little time just to respond in worship to God this morning, and to the wonder that he has sent his own son to do what the law and what any other ideas or philosophies or anything, therapies, psycho this or psycho that, what they are unable to do, because there's that something that only Jesus can do. Other things can help us a little, but only Jesus can get to the root of the human need and bring us back in to the heart of God. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you that you gave your son Jesus for what the law was powerless to do because of the depth of our condition. You did by sending your son. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that Jesus stands before each one of us today and he says, I am willing. I am willing to come into your life. I am willing to meet with you today. I am willing to embrace you. And that he's not only willing, but he is also able to speak that word to us that brings release, forgiveness, cleansing, new life, transformation. Father, I pray for every single one in this place today that we would know that encounter with Jesus, that we'd hear his word to each one of us, that we'd hear you speak into the very depth of our soul, your cleansing, healing, liberating words. Move among us, Holy Spirit, and bring the reality of Jesus' words, of his presence to each one of us today. We're just going to respond in song for a few moments. You can join in or just maybe want to sit quietly and reflect. And at the end, we'll make opportunity. If you want to just have somebody pray alongside you, there'll be a few folks that come to the front, will be available to do that. If you just need a fresh encounter with Jesus, maybe an encounter with Jesus for the first time, maybe you've lived and you felt, no one can touch what's deep inside me. No one can bring freedom to that darkness in my soul, to that something that just never seems to let me go, that seems to trap me and hold me. Then the good news today is that Jesus is able and Jesus is willing. I would encourage you, come meet with him today. Come receive what he has for you today. Hallelujah.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hands, grafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to love of my life through your eyes. I'm captured by your holy calling. Set me apart. I know you're drawing me. Father's hand. Come in, guide me, let me walk beside me. I give my life to the Potter's hand.
You gently call.
You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. I'm captured by your holy calling. Set me apart. I know you're drawing me to yourself. Lead me, Lord, I pray.
Take me,
mold me, use me. Beside me, I give my life to the Potter's hand. Take me, mold me, use me, and fill me. I give my life to the Potter's hand.
Take me,
mold me,
use me,
and fill me. I give my life to the Potter's hand. Come in and guide me, lead me, walk beside.
Folks, I wonder if just before we invite some folk up for ministry, if we actually just take some time just now. I get a real sense this morning that God wants to hear our hearts and actually wants to hear each of us. And I'm just going to ask the band if they would just play quietly and actually give us time to respond ourselves. And that might be just quietly speaking something out. It might just be, you know, silently speaking to God through our thoughts. But just actually take some time just now, just you and Him. And whatever it is you need to say to Him this morning, he can hear it, He can take it. But just use a bit of time just now, I think, just to minister ourselves. And then we'll invite the IMSA ministry team folk up. And if you want extra prayer, we will gladly do that. So can we just do that just now? And then we'll kind of come to an end. But take the time just now just to do that.